Genesis chapter 39. The verse I would like to leave before you tonight is the verse 4. Genesis 39 and verse 4. And Joseph found grace in his sight, that is, in the sight of Potiphar. And he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. We have here in this passage of Scripture an object lesson which teaches us what Christ is to each one of us. What He is to those who know Him as Lord and Savior. For of all the Old Testament characters, there is no one, with perhaps the exception of Daniel, who is more Christ-like in life, in behavior, and in character than this man, Joseph. Because when Potiphar looked upon Joseph after acquiring him as a servant or as a slave, he saw in Joseph the person of Christ. Look with me at verse 3. And his master, that is Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And his master saw the Lord. When he looked at Joseph, when he looked at Joseph, he saw no one but the Lord. He saw Christ in Joseph. It was that which caught his attention immediately. It was this view of the Lord in the life of Joseph that arrested Potiphar. Before he said anything else, before he did anything else with regard to Joseph, this officer of Pharaoh saw Christ in Joseph. This heathen man may never read or may never have read the writings of Moses. He may never have had the holy articles of God in his hand, but whenever he looked at the life of Joseph, when he read Joseph's life, it was as an open book. It was as an epistle from the Lord, because when he read the life of Joseph, he saw no one but the Lord. Oh, that would be our testimony. Oh, that our lives, as they are read, and make no mistake about it, the world will read your life. When the world knows that we're professing believers and our trust is in the Lord Jesus, they'll have their eye upon us. And they'll watch everything we say and everything that we do. Our lives are an open book. And as they read us, may they see no one but Jesus. As Potiphar saw no one but the Lord in the life of Joseph, I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Second Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. There we read in verse 2. Paul says of the saints at Corinth, ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Verse 3, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. Paul says ye are declared to be the epistle of Christ. That's what we are. That's what our life is to be, the epistle of Christ, so that when the world reads us, they see Christ. As Potiphar looked at the life of Joseph, and he saw the Lord. He saw the person of Christ. He saw something else. He saw there in the life and character and mannerisms and behavior of Joseph, he saw the presence of Christ. Where it reads again in verse 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. There's the presence of Christ. Not only did he see the person, but the presence of the Lord Jesus with Joseph. Potiphar knew that Christ was with Joseph. Potiphar knew the Lord was with him. There was something in Joseph's life. There was something in his behavior. There was something in his conversation. There was something in his manner, in his character, that told Potiphar, the Lord's with this man. That's what arrested him. Now Joseph, we know, had suffered many things at the hands of his brethren. He'd been sold into slavery. He'd been hated and detested and despised by his brethren. Nevertheless, in spite of these awful circumstances, it was clear to a heathen ruler that the Lord was with this man. And remember, Joseph was still a young man at that time. And already in his life, as a young man, Christ could be seen. And the heathen king knew that the Lord was with him. Dear child of God, it is good that whatever our circumstances are, and the happenings that take place in our life, it is good that we know, that the Lord is with us. And it is good also that others know the Lord is with us. That they can see the Lord is with us in whatever set of circumstances we find ourselves in. It's good when others see that we, as we live day by day, they can see the Lord. They can see the person of Christ. They can see also the presence of Christ is with us. They're able to say, there's a man. I know he has the Lord with him. Then we see something else here regarding Joseph. We believe we can see here the path. The path of Christ, the path of the Lord in Joseph's life. Look at verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, and an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Potiphar knew that this man, this young man Joseph, had been brought down. Down to the very house of Potiphar, a captain, an officer of Pharaoh. Why do we not see the Lord Jesus there also? The reason that Joseph found himself in the house of Potiphar was because he had been brought down to where he was bought by Potiphar and brought into his house. And dear child of God, why is Jesus Christ in our homes tonight? He is in your home tonight. He's in my home tonight because he also was brought down. He was brought down from the ivory palaces of glory. And he was brought down to this world, to the scene of time. And because Jesus Christ came down that long ladder of humiliation, because he came down, that's why we have Christ in our hearts tonight. That's why we have Christ in our homes tonight. If the Lord had not come down, if the Lord had never left heaven, the Lord would never have been in our homes. Never have been in our hearts. We can thank Him tonight that He also, that He embarked upon that path, brought the Lord Jesus down. The ivory palaces of glory brought him down to that cross and Calvary. But I want to consider what Potiphar did when he bought Joseph, when he brought Joseph into his home. Whenever he came into the life of this Egyptian ruler, I want to see what Potiphar did, because these verses we read tonight show us how Potiphar surrendered everything to Joseph. He willingly, holding nothing back, surrendered all that he had into the hands of Joseph. I want to see, through the example of a heathen ruler, what we must do, and how we also ought to surrender all into the hands of our greater Joseph. Into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Potiphar has many things to teach us. That's why this particular incident is recorded for us by the Holy Spirit. It's here for our learning. We're to be taught. He surrendered all into the hand of Joseph. We read in our text, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. All that he had. Notice here, first of all, the motives for his surrender. What motivated him? What encouraged Potiphar to give everything into the hands of Joseph? First of all, I want you to note his promotion. We read again in our text, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. That's where Joseph started off in the house of Potiphar. He was a servant of Potiphar. Potiphar needed someone to take care of his affairs. He needed someone to help him in his house. But then the relationship developed to a point But Potiphar then promoted Joseph. He promoted him from being his servant to being his overseer. He made him master in his house. He made him master over everything that he had. He put everything into the hand of Joseph. He felt confident enough to commit everything to Joseph. Surely that is complete surrender. You know, there are some believers, there are some professing Christians, and they've never done that. They've never got to that point in their lives where they have made the Lord Jesus the overseer. They've never made the Lord Jesus their master. They've never promoted him in their lives and in their hearts. They look upon the Lord Jesus as Potiphar did regarding Joseph when he first entered his house. They look upon the Lord Jesus as nothing more as a helper. That's what Joseph was to Potiphar first of all. He was just a helper in his house. Some believers, and they have yet to promote the Lord in their hearts to the position of overseer and master. He's still just a helper. When there is trouble, they'll go to him for help. When they recognize they've sinned, they'll go to him for pardon. When they are sick, they'll go to him for healing. When they are in the darkness, they'll cry out to him for comfort. But they have never, never promoted him. Their relationship with the Lord Jesus has never developed. Make
Christ the overseer.
The one who is in charge of all things. Oh yes, they've given to him their soul. And they know they're saved. And they know they'll never be in hell. They know that home is heaven. They've never made Christ master. They've never surrendered their all. They've never done what Potiphar did when he gave into the hand of Joseph all that he had. Dear child of God, have we made Christ our made him master of all? Or is he still just a helper? All to Jesus I surrender. Potiphar could have said, all to Joseph I surrender. All to him I freely give. Say, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, my blessed Master, my blessed Overseer. Hear, Lord. Take all that I have. I give it all to thee. I give it into thy nail-pierced hands. It is thine. Potiphar needed someone to to be in charge of his affairs. And how good it is to have Christ in charge of our affairs. To have the Lord Jesus in charge of everything. Let us promote the Lord Jesus. Let us promote him in our hearts, in our lives. Let us give him that exalted position of Master of all, Lord of all, King of all, Captain of our salvation. Notice also the period. I cannot help but notice Potiphar did not seem to waste any time in promoting Joseph to the position of overseer. It all takes place within the matter of a few verses. No sooner is Joseph into the house of Potiphar than Potiphar notices that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And so we see in verse 4 in our text that he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. It seems as though that no sooner had Joseph entered the house of Potiphar than Potiphar promoted him. Didn't waste any time. You know, they're believers and they've been Christians for years. 10, 20 years and more. And they've yet to promote Christ. He's still not their overseer. He's still not the master of all. They've yet to commit everything into his hands. They've yet say, take my life and let it be. Consecrated, Lord, to me. Saul of Tarsus didn't waste any time making Christ the overseer in his life. He didn't waste any time in making Christ Lord of his life. Because there, as he lay in the dust of the Damascus Road, and the Lord challenged him, and the Lord converted him. Some people believe that Saul of Tarsus was just brought under conviction on the Damascus Road, and he wasn't saved at some time later. I don't believe that for a moment. I believe that on that Damascus Road, when God dealt with Saul of Tarsus, it was there that Saul of Tarsus was converted. And no sooner was Saul of Tarsus converted than Saul of Tarsus cried, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Already, Christ is Lord of his life. Already, Saul is surrendered to the Lord. What wilt thou have me to do? He has already promoted him. He has already lifted him up. He has already crowned him King of all. He wasted no time. Potiphar wasted no time. Let us not waste making the Lord Jesus overseer, master of all that we have. Let us, like Potiphar, commit all that we have into the hand of Christ. I notice also what it was that persuaded Potiphar to give everything into the hand of Joseph. What was it persuaded him? Yes, he saw that the Lord was with Joseph. He saw something else. Look at verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. He noticed that not only was the Lord with him, he noticed not only the Lord in Joseph's life, but he noticed that everything that Joseph did prospered. The Lord made it to prosper. And so it was quite easy for Pharaoh or for Potiphar to commit everything into the hand of Joseph. Why did he do it? The answer is simple. He trusted him. He trusted him. It's simple. He trusted Joseph. He must have. He wouldn't have given everything he had into the hands of a total stranger or into the hands of someone he didn't know and didn't trust. He trusted Joseph and he gave everything into his hand because he knew that Joseph wasn't a failure. He looked at Joseph and he saw that everything that he did prospered. And my believer, when we look at the Lord Jesus Christ, we behold the one who has never failed. He has never failed us. He has never failed one of his children. And in the last day, there'll be such a multitude before him in glory that no man will be able to number that multitude. That innumerable throng, the Lord hasn't failed, never will fail one of them. And so it was easy for Potiphar to give everything into the hand of Joseph. He knew Joseph wouldn't. And dear child of God, is it then not easy for us to commit everything into the hand of the Lord? Because we surely trust Him. We trust Him surely with everything we have. We have trusted Him with our souls. That's the most precious possession of all. Then why would we be reluctant to trust Him with everything else? He hasn't failed us from that hour we put our trust in Him. He'll not fail us. And the Lord says, "Give me thine heart." Saying, "Give me my throne in your life. Give me my throne. Give me my rightful place. Let me sit upon the throne of your heart. Let me rule from there. Let me be your overseer." Dear child of God, the Lord, as if we needed any proof, we don't need any proof, but the Lord has proven to us He's not a failure. He's never failed us once. Potiphar knew it. Joseph would not fail him. That's why he trusted him completely, implicitly. fully, unconditionally, he trusted Joseph.
That's why I give him this all. We look again at what Christ has done for us. Consider his love, his coming into this world, his going to Calvary, his shedding of his blood, his laying down of his life, the promise of his return. Surely, there's nothing else we can do. But say, here, Lord, take everything I have. Take everything I have. I trust thee with my all. We've considered the motives. Let us consider the measure of the surrender. After Joseph spent a little time in the house of Potiphar, it would appear certainly it had been a little time, Potiphar was ready to promote him to the position of overseer. Take that word, overseer. We know that it is found in the New Testament in Acts 20. Paul addressed the elders of the church at Ephesus, and he charged the elders. The word overseer means inspector. Inspector. That's a word we're hearing a lot of these days. Inspectors. We need to send more inspectors to Iraq. We need more inspectors, we're told. As far as I'm concerned, we don't need any, but that's another story.
But we have here Joseph becoming Potiphar's inspector, his overseer. Now it tells us here that Potiphar gave everything into his hand, everything. That means that as far as running the household of Potiphar was concerned, Joseph had access to absolutely everything. There wasn't a shut or a closed door anywhere in the household of Potiphar. Every door was open for Joseph. In other words, Potiphar held nothing. That's surrender, isn't it? That's total and complete surrender. Holding nothing back. Opening, as it were, every door and saying, Lord, come and welcome. Enter every room in my life. Take control of every aspect of my life. Have rule and sway and be master over everything in my life. I want thee to be my overseer. I want thee to be my inspector. Now, Joseph was the inspector in the house of Potiphar. Then that means that what Joseph, anything that Joseph saw was not right. It was up then to Joseph to put right. When the Lord is our master, and when we have surrendered everything to Him, and He's our overseer, He's our inspector, then we look to Him to put those things right in our lives that are not right. Say, Lord, I surrendered everything to Thee. And anything that's not right, Lord, everything right. That's complete surrender. Nothing was closed to Joseph. Nothing should be closed to Christ. Nothing was kept from Joseph. So nothing should be kept from Christ.
Look at the greatness of the surrender. In verse 4, we have the words, all that he had. And all that he had, he put into Joseph's hand. All that he had. That little phrase is found again, verses 5 and 6. It came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had. Look at the end of verse 5. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had. Look at verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had or all that he had, save the bread which he did eat. And so the emphasis here, the focus is here upon all that Potiphar had that he gave into the hand of Joseph. He gave him all that he had. He didn't concern himself about a solitary thing. He gave everything to Joseph. Potiphar made him overseer over his slaves and over his silver, over his home and over his harvest, because he was in charge of what went on in the fields as well, both within the house and outside the house. Joseph was in charge of all things. Once again, we see his What did Potiphar do? Potiphar took his hands off everything. He gave it to Joseph. It may be hard to do, but there are those things that we want to hold on to. There are those things that we count dear. We want to hold on to them. No doubt there were those things in Potiphar's house that were dear and precious to him. But we discover that he took his hands off everything. Didn't concern himself about one thing in his house, because he had given everything to Joseph. That's complete surrender. Prepared to trust Joseph with everything that he had. Oh, may we be prepared to trust Christ with everything we have. Remember, he hasn't failed. He'll not fail us. He'll not let us down when we give him everything that we have. Francis Ridley Habergale, that wonderful hymn, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments, my days. Take my moments, my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise." So it goes on in that hymn. "Take my hands, take my feet. Take my silver, take my gold. Take my voice, take my lips. Take my will, take my intellect. Take my heart, take my love. Take it all. It is thine." Look at Potiphar. See the surrender of a Christian, surrendering all to Christ. We are challenged about surrendering all to the Lord. We're often challenged to that end. There's maybe a reluctance there. There's a holding back. And we say to ourselves, "Oh, I couldn't surrender everything. I couldn't surrender all." Well, the answer to that problem is here as well. It's here in that little phrase, all that he had. Swine five times. There's grace. That would teach us, when it comes to giving Christ our all, He'll give us grace when we are weak, we're unable, we feel our weakness, we feel we're unable to give the Lord our all. The Lord will give us grace. 2 Timothy, chapter 2. Verse 1. Paul, of course, writing to his son in the faith. He says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." This grace is in Christ Jesus. You have this in Christ. Paul says, be strong in grace, in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, when you read Paul's pastoral epistles, and these two epistles to Timothy, you soon learn that Timothy must have been of a very weak and frail physical makeup. He suffered different ailments. That's why Paul said to Timothy, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake. You get the picture of a slightly built individual. He didn't have a very strong constitution. So I don't believe it's any coincidence then that Paul exhorted Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And those things that Timothy felt perhaps he couldn't do, he wouldn't be strong enough to do, Paul was saying to Timothy, the Lord will give you the grace to do it. He'll give you the strength through His grace. Give you the strength through His grace. Thank God for His grace. There's many a thing you and I couldn't do for the Lord if it were not for the grace of God. Notice something else. Notice the gift. In a certain way, what Potiphar gave to Joseph was a gift. Look at our text again, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. Why, you would put a gift into someone's hand? He put it right into his hand. It's like putting a gift into his hand. And here is a gift that the Lord will not refuse. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That you present your bodies, that you give your body as a gift to the Lord. Remember when Hannah prayed for a son? And the Lord blessed Hannah with Samuel when she had weaned him. What did she do? She gave him back to the Lord. The Lord had given Samuel to her. When she had weaned him, she gave him back to the Lord. So the Lord to you, Samuel, and my how he used. All that we have, everything we have, everything we own, is the Lord's anyway. And what else can we do? Give it into His hands, into the nail pierced hand of our Savior. Finally, we have the meaning of the sacrifice. What did this surrender mean to Potiphar? The meaning of it all can be seen, first of all, in his portion. Look at verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught. He knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. What I would think, I think that would be a wonderful life to live. You think of it. Potiphar had no worries. Everything was being taken care of by Joseph. The only thing that Potiphar needed to concern himself about was, would there be anything on the table when it came to meal times? A man that had great peace of mind and of heart, no worries at all. All the burdens belong to Joseph. You know, believer, that emphasizes a great truth. And we give everything to the Lord. He's in control of all. And we've given all into His hand. Then we've come to the place of peace, joy, and happiness. Because the happiest believer, the most joyous child of God, the most peaceful individual who knows Christ is the one sold out to Him. The Lord's in charge of all things. Remember what we said about Joseph, what Potiphar saw in him? He saw a man who prospered. He saw a man who never failed. We see in the person of the Lord Jesus, bless His holy name, one who has never failed. And if He's able to take care of everything that we have given to Him, He's able to take care of the food that's upon our table. That's the least of our worries. Has He not said, when we come to pray, give us our daily bread. He doesn't say, pray for a month's supply of bread. He says, give us our daily bread. When Mephibosheth came into the house of King David, he sat at David's table and he ate David's food. He ate the food of the king on a daily basis. All that Mephibosheth had to do was to go to David's table every day at mealtime, and there was the food. King took care of Mephibosheth. We give all into His hands, the king will take care of us. You have His portion, daily bread. Didn't need to bother or concern himself about anything else in the house. It was all on the shoulders of Joseph. You have also his prosperity. We read in verse 5, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. There it is. It says, from the time that he gave everything, all that he had, into the hand of Joseph, that's when he began to prosper. The blessing of the Lord was upon what? The blessing of the Lord was upon the Egyptian's house. The blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had, both in the house and in the field. In other words, God's blessing was on everything. From that time, from that point on, when Potiphar gave everything into the hand of Joseph, there's blessing in store for all who give everything into the hand of Christ. The Lord will bless our home. Bless Potiphar's house. He'll bless our harvest. Bless what is done in the fields. He'll bless everything that we have given to him. Our time and our talents. And all that we have, whatever we have given to him, he'll bless it. He'll bless it and he'll use it. Surely that's all that matters in this life. Look at the preeminence. The preeminence of Joseph. For it says again in verse 5, and it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Yes, Potiphar had surrendered everything, and that was good, but the Lord bless Potiphar and all that he had for Joseph's sake. And the Lord will bless us, not for our sakes, he'll bless us for Jesus. Yes, we'll surrender our all. And the Lord will bless us. But the blessing upon a surrendered life will come to us through Jesus Christ. Not because of us, not because of what we've done, but because of Christ. The Lord bless Potiphar for Joseph's. Surrender or all, we can say, the Lord bless me for Jesus' sake. Bless his name. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord and gracious Father, we pray indeed that thou would lead us. Help us and give grace to surrender our all. Take our hands, Lord, like Potiphar, off everything. Lord, to present everything into thy hands. Thy nail-pierced hands. Those hands that speak to us of love. O loving Father, help us to go through with to go with him we know that there is blessing in store for all who give all that they have into the hands of Christ. Bless the Lord. Father, we pray that thy word will be written upon the fleshly tables of our hearts tonight. And even now, Lord, as we leave this house and go to our homes, may we do so with the blessing of God. May we do so aware of the presence of the Lord going with us every mile of the journey. Be with those, Lord, that have a few more miles to go. Keep thy hand upon them for good. And Lord, return us in thy will to thy house to worship, to praise thy wonderful name. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and forevermore.